Are you ready to ignite your passions, achieve your goals, and live life to the fullest? You have come to the right place. This is the Move Forward Podcast, your source of inspiration, motivation, and practical advice. Each week, we'll bring you compelling stories from successful entrepreneurs, experts, and everyday people who have overcome obstacles and taken their lives and careers to new heights. So buckle up and get ready to move forward towards a brighter future. This is the Move Forward Podcast, and I am your host, Michelle Wolf. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Move Forward Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Wolf, and I'm so excited to be back today. I've taken a bit of time off through the summer, and I am back, and I am so excited to chat more with all of you. And I thought today would be really fun to fill you in on what has been going on this summer in my life, and what are some of the lessons that I've learned, and just kind of what's been going on. It's been an incredible time. I'm so happy that I took a little time away, because now this podcast has been going on for 4 to 5 years-ish. And I went from doing 3 episodes a week to 2 to 1 episode. And then all of a sudden, it was as if I just needed a break. And I didn't have any rhyme or reason at the time. I just knew that I just needed to take a little bit of time to focus on other things that were happening in my life, such as diving more into Move Life, my activewear line, which, by the way, that is one thing that was very exciting this summer. August 10th was our official 1 year anniversary of being in business. That was a monumental moment, and I'm so proud and excited about where we have come. And this month alone is going to be incredible. A lot of really, really cool things are happening this month. So I will fill you in on more of that as it happens. But the time that I had this summer was really to spend time with those that I love the most. I really believe that freedom of time is one of my greatest gifts. And I've really created a life where having freedom with my time as much as possible is a big part of my life. And I'm so proud of that and happy to say that that is my life now, because it wasn't always. I have been a person who has worked very hard and worked long hours and put the time and the effort and the work into creating this life that I now have, that I can say that I have a lot more freedom with my time. And I'm so grateful for that. But with that being said, focusing on being aware of maybe what is not serving me, or if you're listening to this, serving you in this moment, something that maybe isn't serving you in this moment, that is maybe taking up some time in your life, that is stopping you from being able to fulfill some of your other goals and dreams and ideas that you would like to bring into your life. And unfortunately, it's not always that we don't like something that we need to let go of or step away from. Maybe we love that thing, but we just know in our heart that it's time to leave a little bit of space, a little more energy for ourselves to be able to put that towards the other things in our lives that we are so passionate and grateful for. It's like having children. When you have children, you just don't necessarily wake up one day and say, I don't want to be able to have freedom to go to the gym when I want. And I want to be able to not go out with my friends when I want. You know, we don't just wake up and say that. But the other flip side of it, of having children and having that incredible piece of your life being brought to the moment of having children and having them in your life, having a family, just in turn takes away some of the time from the other things that you may love, but it's just not necessarily the top priority in this moment. And so that's how I was feeling about the podcast. But I found over the summer, you meet people. I'm sure many of you have done this, where you find that you're just meeting some really interesting people, or maybe people from your past, and you want to get to know them more. You want to have a conversation with them. At least I feel that way, hence the reason for having the podcast. And there were many times that came up that I just thought to myself, wow, you know, I would really love to share your story, or your story is incredible. And I feel like more people should hear it. Hence the reason of why I knew it wasn't going to be very long before I would be back here and recording again. So the summer I met Jeannie Becker, and I'm very excited about this one because Jeannie Becker is someone who I don't really think of being a big part of my life, but when I saw her, it brought back a lot of memories. Growing up in the country, we didn't have a lot of channels on our TV. You may understand that. Even I mean, back in the day, I don't know that there were TVs that had a lot of channels, you know, unless you had cable. And even then, were they really that great? You know, all of the channels, not necessarily. And so I remember we had like three, maybe four channels, and one of them would be on a Sunday. Jeannie Becker would have her fashion TV show, and I would watch it every Sunday, you know. And at the time, I don't know that I was necessarily that into fashion, but the way she spoke about people and fashion and just the creators that were in that space was captivating. So I found myself this summer at an event for Audi cars, and I just so happened to sit down beside Jeannie Becker. And it all came flowing into me about how she had been such this monumental person in my life. And I got to have a conversation with her. And not only that, I got to share with her that I have a fashion line. I have an activewear line. And I was really proud to actually say that to her and share that with her and tell her how she made an impact in my life. So that was really fun. Now, I haven't reached out to her to see if she'd be on the podcast yet, but stay tuned. I will definitely be doing that. And hopefully she will make an appearance on the show. This summer. Okay, you guys. Now, I don't know if I've shared with you yet that my partner Neil and I bought a townhouse, which I'm very excited about, for a investment property. Bought it near my hometown area. And that was a big step for us, a big step towards creating financial freedom for our future. And it felt really good. So that was a really big piece to, I don't know that I bought it in the summer. Now I'm trying to remember if it was in the fall and even if I've told you guys about it, but either way, we've been working away at it this summer. I've been collecting a few items that will be put into the space because we're going to be likely using it as an Airbnb, and doing, you know, paperwork and all that fun stuff that you got to do when you buy a property. It is a new build. And so there is a lot of different pieces of the puzzle, and I'm learning a lot, and I love that piece to it, learning something new from what we didn't already know. And sometimes that can be a little bit overwhelming when we don't know about something and we jump into it and we have no idea, you know, what it's going to look like, but all the pieces kind of come together and it just gets figured out. So if you're going through something right now and you're not quite sure if you should be diving into it because you really don't know a lot about it, you know, just stick with it. You never know how simple it can actually be when every day you're just learning something new and it just comes day by day and you kind of work through it, you know? All right. So what else has happened? I told you about Move Life. Move Life turned one. We also launched Pink. Okay, Pink activewear, which was super fun. And I need to share this story because everyone asks me, did you know that it was coming out around the same time as the Barbie movie? Did you plan that? Everyone assumes that I planned that. Well, I hate to tell you, but I did not plan that. Okay, that was not a strategic plan, but definitely 100% something that was definitely in alignment and that I listened to my inner guides. Okay. So let me kind of explain this a little bit more. When I was younger, I did not like the color pink. I did not wear pink or anything with pink on it for years. Okay. I have a few friends that would actually remember this. I was very adamant about it. No pink. Okay. That was my thing. I was not a girly girl. I was, you know, a sporty girl, and I was proud of it. However, I started to kind of, you know, get used to it as I got a little bit older, but I've never really been like a huge fan of it. Now, my daughter, Sarah, she is 11 going on 17. No, she's going on 12 in the next month. And she's not into pink. She doesn't love pink. She doesn't mind it. She'll wear it. We actually bought a chair the other day with pink on it, but it's not her favorite color. So she said, no, don't do the pink. No, you don't need to do the pink. So again, wasn't going for pink for our next set with the active wear line. And then I had a dream and I had some nudges, some feelings about doing this pink. And I am creating a fanny pack. I actually created it before I created the activewear, new activewear set. It's just taking a little while longer. And that's the whole fun about creating and manufacturing your own products. And so anyways, I had this feeling that I should do pink and I just went with it. And the week that we did the photography was a Tuesday. My beautiful friend, Dana Ruby Martin, she's on this show. And you guys have likely heard, if you've heard past episodes, you likely know Dana. And she does the photography for my shoots. And I told her that I had been informed that the Barbie movie was going to come out on the Friday. I had just heard about this. Okay. Photo shoot Tuesday, Barbie movie coming out Friday. No way that we can get all this out, get the photos edited, and get it on the website. No way we can do that within 4 days. Well, did Dana not stay up that whole night? And she edited within the next 24 hours. She had it done and had it in my inbox and ready to be put up on the website. She was so darn sure that this was meant to be and that it needed to happen. And I'm so grateful for that because it flew. People loved the pink. I had a few that actually were out of stock, a few sizes that went out of stock because people bought them out. It just was, oh my gosh, received so well. Seeing people wear it on like a Barbie bike tour and people going to the Barbie movie and Barbie events. And it was just so fun. So fun watching all of these women being so proud to wear this beautiful, bright and bold, beautiful pink. Now, if you haven't got your pink set yet, we definitely do have pink sets and we have different sizes that are now back in stock. So please do check it out and get your pink on because it is a hot, beautiful pink. We also have some cool fanny packs, like I mentioned, coming out within the next couple of weeks. So that was real fun. That was really fun. And again, it's about following your intuition. And so that inner guide is always there with us. And I believe it's so important to get quiet and still to be able to listen to it. You know, if I was go, 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 go constantly, and even for instance, having this extra thing like doing the podcast here, I knew I wasn't having and allowing the space that I needed for that time to be able to just think about things and be a little bit more calmer to take in what I needed to hear. And so having those moments where I would just, you know, sit and meditate or just be quiet, close my eyes, or even just like stare at nature and allow things to come into me. I get these feelings and these signs or these things that tell us to do things. You got to listen to those guides because those are the guides that are helping you achieve your goals. You put out these ideas to the universe, to God, to your spirit guides, whoever it is that you are speaking with or thinking about. You are putting out energy and ideas to them of what you want in your life or who you want to be or things you want to draw into your life. And when you do that, they are going to be giving you ideas and suggestions on how to achieve that, how to get to that place, right? And so you need to have openness. You need to have that time to be able to listen. So if you're not making that time, I highly suggest it because this summer has been about that for me. And I can't even begin to share and explain how it has amplified my life to the next level, which is what I wanted. I wanted to turn to that next level. I wanted to be able to draw in more abundance, more freedom, more love, more financial freedom, many different things of abundance that I wanted to bring into my life for a positive way. And it has definitely unfolded. And I know that that can be for you too. Anybody listening, you can absolutely draw that in as well. So find that time and that space just to allow it to come to you. Now, we also are talking about how I am fasting again. Okay. Fasting like a girl. Now, if you've listened to some of my newer episodes, I was actually contemplating, do I delete some episodes that like don't really align with me anymore from my past? Should I go through them and listen to them anymore? And I thought, you know, not in this moment. I don't necessarily want to delete the journey because I feel like we're all in different stages and different journeys in our lives. So I think it's so beautiful. If you were listening to this episode, say that you're new and you haven't listened to the beginning episodes, if you felt called to go back and listen to the newer episodes, go for it. Because maybe that is where you are in this moment. And that's what you need in this moment. So before I started the podcast, I had a blog about healthy eating. And I also had a book. I had an ebook that I would share or that I shared some health tips and information for people to be able to guide them to a better well-being. And one of the things I talk about is fasting. But over the time, I had learned how fasting wasn't necessarily the best thing for women. Because of our hormones, there are certain times of the month where perhaps fasting is not actually a good thing for our hormones. And a lot of the research was done on men, which is why there wasn't the information at the time. But now there are lots of studies and there's a lot of information out there for women, including a book called Fast Like a Girl. I think that's what it's called. I have it right here beside me. Let me get the proper Fast Like a Girl by Dr. Mindy Pels. And so this book has been life-changing for me over this summer. Okay. I've been fasting like a girl for the past couple of months and I have found some beautiful changes in the way that I feel. I went from feeling extremely bloated and uncomfortable every day, all the time, for probably the past couple of years, I want to say. And my body just needed a break. But the thing with fasting for women is there's certain times of the month where it's not healthy to have that break. And so Fast Like a Girl really explains and breaks down when it is good to be fasting and for how long, and also when it is not good to be fasting. And again, for how long, and also help on, let's say, if you're menopausal or if you have an autoimmune disease or if you're like me and just feeling bloated or want to regulate your hormones properly, how can you do that with fasting like a girl? So there's different protocols, which I believe is extremely beautiful and beneficial. So Fast Like a Girl, I have both the book, in actual paper form as well as the audiobook. I found both very helpful because I love listening to audiobooks when you're out and about and just doing your thing. And then I also love having the physical book because, for instance, in this one, it has different diagrams and things that you can see, or schedules, I should say, for what you need for when you're fasting. So I found that really helpful to just have in a paper form whenever I need it or whenever I want to change up my fasting. Okay, another exciting thing that happened this summer is I went for dinner with a Survivor winner. Okay, the actual Survivor show. And Erica is actually coming on the show. I'm going to be having an interview with her next week and she will be on the show in a couple of weeks. But that was really fun. I went with my friend Taylor and she is a friend of Erica, a woman who won Survivor. How cool is that? Super fun meeting her and learning some of the details that go on in Survivor that you would not know. Or maybe you would if you investigate and look into some of that stuff. But I had never looked into it. And so I didn't know about any of these things. Like, where do you pee and poo? And you know, what happens when you get your period and I don't know, the sex and, you know, stuff that's just happening. What's going on? I wanted to learn some of that stuff. So we stayed up late and had great conversations. And so it's going to be so fun having her on the show. I have also invested in 7K medals. So this is for all of the listeners who know and understand how our money, actual money that we have, is not backed by anything, right? They can just print money. Whenever they want money, the government just prints more money. And that can be really damaging and scary for our future and for what that means for our future. In the past, money had something backed up behind it. So for instance, gold, and they got rid of that at one point. And so now the economy is understanding how it is not backed up by something. And so really, what does money mean? And how in the world is that going to affect us? And will our money be here? Will our investments be here in the next couple of years when the banks are shut down or have an issue? So investing in 7K medals has been very calming and freeing and exciting all together. So over time, I will be talking more about that. If you are interested in learning more, feel free to reach out to me and see how you can actually purchase gold and silver and actually have real sound money. And I will be probably having some people come on the show that can explain more of that in detail as well. Also, this month, I have a possible appearance on TV. Move Life has a possible appearance on TV. Very excited about that. And a conference coming up and events coming up. And there's just a lot going on. And that is all exciting and thrilling and fun, and also could be overwhelming. And yet I'm learning how to take it day by day rather than looking at the overcompassing abundance of things that are happening and need to get done, which in my past, I believe that I used to do, and I'm sure many of you listening do as well, where if you look at your calendar and it can be overwhelming to think of all of the things that need to get done and have to get done and, you know, getting ready for so many different things and also feeling good and feeling healthy and taking care of your body and taking care of your family and your relationships can become very overwhelming. And I've learned to really step back and just take it day by day. And it's amazing how when we do that, we give ourselves this freedom, which is what I am all about this year, having freedom in every aspect of my life. It gives us this freedom to let go of the overwhelm, to let go of the unknown, and to just take one day at a time, and to also give it your all, to be able to put the energy backing into, to be able to put the energy into each moment and each person that you meet, rather than focusing on all of the millions of things that you need to get done. So those are some of the things that I've been up to and the lessons that I have learned this summer. And I'm really excited to dive right back into this podcast. If you guys have anybody that you would like to have on the show, feel free to let me know. I would love to meet some new people and have some beautiful conversations with wonderful humans that are doing great things, and to inspire all of those listening to continue to move forward in a beautiful way so that you can enjoy this life to the fullest. Thank you guys for listening as always. And please, if you loved this episode, share it with somebody, you know, send it to them and maybe they would be interested in something that I'm talking about, or maybe they'll be interested in starting a podcast, especially for people who love to talk. I'll tell you, if you are somebody who loves to talk, a podcast or some form of actually expressing yourself with words and actually like doing that to benefit you and your business is smart. I mean, why not do that, right? Also with this podcast, I meant to share that I started thinking about how I wanted to make money. I wanted to make money with the podcast. You know, I put so much time and energy and money into this podcast. And I started to focus on how to make money with the podcast. And it started to kind of worry me that I wasn't making the money that I wanted to. Yes, I'm making some, but not making near what I thought I would be making. And it dawned on me this summer that in the beginning of starting this podcast, the whole intention of behind making the podcast was to meet incredible humans, to have these connections for my future and for my business in other ways, not just to do with money. And it's so neat how now the people that I have interviewed are coming to light and coming into my life for other reasons. And I don't know that they would be in my life if it wasn't for the podcast, if I hadn't taken that time to reach out to them, to have them on the show, to share their story and to give them some light. And yet here we are, and I am seeing all of that unravel. So if you are being called to do something in this world, to help out, to volunteer, to start a podcast, to create a blog, whatever that might be, follow your intuition. And remember, it's not always about what everybody else is doing with it or the money behind it, but yet the experiences and the relationships and building other things that can value you in such a beautiful, powerful way that can change your life. So I'm so grateful for this space and for being able to just have conversation, to be able to just talk this through and hopefully to be able to help somebody else who's listening on the other end. So everyone, thank you. If you've made it this far, for being here, have a blessed day. Keep shining your light and moving forward. Please pass this on to somebody else. And if you would be so kind to leave us also a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts. And I will see you again next week. Cheers. Thank you for tuning in to the Move Forward podcast. I hope that this episode has inspired you to take action and make positive changes in your life. Remember, progress is a journey, not a destination. And every step forward, no matter how small, is a step in the right direction. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review on your preferred platform. Your support and feedback help reach more listeners and make the show even better. I'll be back soon with another exciting episode, so be sure to tune in. Until then, keep shining your light and moving forward.